Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Revirginized, which, as you guys all know, is the best, I should say, unofficial fan podcast for Max's and Just Like That TV series. As you guys can probably already tell, I am smiling, and I mean from literally like cheek to cheek, end to end. Like, it is a huge grin. Please ask me why, pray tell. It is because something amazing happened in this episode. Now, the amazing thing that happened in this episode is not even the fantastic snowstorm. It's not even all the fashion. It is the fact that Miranda and Shay have called it quits. I mean, all the way quits. I don't think I've been this excited since I got my new Gucci purse. No. I haven't been this excited since I got my last LV piece, and I was like through the moon. Okay, so let's dive straight into it. This is season 2, episode 6, which is called The Bomb Cyclone. And we start, that is so crazy. I don't even know where to start because I want to start with Miranda. But then again, I kind of don't because I want to leave that for last because Steve really gives it to her this episode. So, oh my goodness, this is just like epic. You know what? Let's go in with Carrie. So we start this episode with Carrie. She's talking to like an influencer or whatever, who's extremely annoying, by the way. Like, I cannot stand this new generation. Not everyone. But so Carrie's having this annoying conversation, and in true great form, her complete like laptop just drops, and it was a dub. That was the end of that conversation, and it needed to be. And then we see Carrie PC shopping with Seema. You guys know how I feel about Seema. Seema invited her out to lunch with ulterior motives. And the ulterior motive is that she wants them to go to the Hamptons. Now, let me just start off by also saying I love friends who actually do these kind of things and plan these kind of vacations, because I'm that type of person. And right now, at my grown age, I need friends with benefits. And I don't mean those kind of benefits. I mean, I need friends who have yachts, vacation homes, all of this. Like, what are we doing? Where are we going? Jay, I am low-key, high-key talking about you because you live this fantastic life and I get no invites, and we've known each other for 2 years, but you know what? That's neither here nor there. But I am speaking to you as well. I need to use all of my friends with benefits. The same way Carrie always stumbles upon these friends with benefits, Seema is inviting her to the Hamptons. Seema, please invite me. I've been dying to get out there since I was 22. Another hint towards Jay. And so that is that. And then, you know, we see Carrie navigate, like, trying to do this event called WidowCon, right? It's an event for people who did lose their husbands. And this came up because Carrie wrote that book, and I guess the publisher thought it would be a good idea to, you know, embark on this journey and like this conference where she can read her book and speak to women who've also suffered. And little does she know, the person, I guess, spearheading this is someone who used to be in her old writer's group, who completely cannot let something go from like 25 years ago, which was this project that her and Carrie were working on that had the potential to be a movie studio picture, as she claims. But you know, Carrie was drunk in the 90s and she was, you know, outside partying, so that's that. It never came to pass, but needless to say, she actually does follow through with the WidowCon. She invites Che, which I thought was really, really, really nice. It was so nice to see her and Che connecting in this episode, because for a long time, you know, we forget that her and Che were actually friends first, and they had their podcast and they started off as friends. But we've been seeing more of Che and Miranda because of their relationship, but, you know, not so much of Che and Carrie. So it was nice to see their friendship, you know, continuing to blossom, and their bond. And so they had a successful time. at this WidowCon, which Shay, I might point out, trekked all the way in this blizzard, hence the episode name, Bomb Cyclone. She trekked all the way to WidowCon for Carrie in this blizzard, so it was really nice to see. And then something else happens with Carrie, but I'm actually going to save that for a little bit later, because I am going to segue off into a little bit about Seema. Love Seema. Love this outfit that she was wearing today. Not the outfit that she had on in the Apple Store scene when they were shopping for new computers, but the outfit that she had on when she was trying to show the property to Carrie in her apartment. She was wearing like a bunch of like these nice burgundy-ish, like dark rose colors. I mean, Seema does these waist belts so well. Like, who better than her? But I love that friendship. I love watching that blossom. I love how she had already had a place picked out for Carrie and their Hampton stay, even though she was kind of like trying to let Carrie find it for herself. And she was even being so gracious as, here, Carrie, you look. You tell me what you like. But lo and behold, it was already picked out. And I'm like, yes, Seema, that is why you are that girl. So, as Seema is trying to show Carrie these homes that she's already picked, we stumble upon an email that Carrie was going to send to Aiden. So, this is why I'm so happy. I love Aiden. You guys know I love Aiden. Everything for me is always Aiden, 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 Aiden. I've always loved big, but I've always believed that Carrie needed to be with Aiden. And there was a dinner that happened at Dr. Naya's house, which I'll get into. And at that dinner, Carrie mentions Aiden. And so as they were talking about Aiden, lo and behold, I guess after that dinner, she did go home and she crafts this nice little email to him. And you know, it's so crazy because I have that entire first email that she sent to Aiden in season 4 of Sex and the City, like screenshotted to my phone, saved in an archive, because I needed to see like what these long-winded messages Carrie be writing to Aiden is all about. And I love their romance. So anyway, so Carrie tells Seema like, oh, that's, you know, for an ex-boyfriend and I'm chickening out. I don't want to send it. And you know, all of us across America, we're just like, send it, girl, send it. So I'm going to come back to that Aiden commentary and I'm going to go and segue into Dr. Nair Wallace, who we do see in this episode. She doesn't make like a huge, huge appearance, but she does appear for this scene. She's invited the girls, minus Seema, but she's invited Carrie, Charlotte, to her house where she's making paella. Now, as you guys know, Miranda is living with Dr. Nia Wallace in Andre Rashad's old room, and they are roomies. And, you know, they're both going through, like, their divorces. She was drafting up her divorce papers earlier. And so at some point, they do make this dinner date. And everybody's looking nice. And everybody's talking about, like, you know, how they can successfully be friends with their exes. And Dr. Naya is saying, like, you know, her and Andre Rashad have been together for so long that neither one of them can really withstand being apart. Which does also make me think that this divorce may not come to pass, but I'm not so sure. I'm like, a part of me thinks it won't and a large part of me thinks it will. But you do hear her saying that they talk about like the Knicks and all of that. And then Charlotte starts talking about how she wanted to be friends with Trey, who we all loved, by the way. I mean, no one replaces Harry, but I loved Trey. But she mentions how Trey didn't want to. And then, you know, Miranda's trying to figure out how she can coexist with Steve and all of this. And, you know, she feels like she doesn't want to bring up the divorce proceedings because she's the bad one. So she wants Steve to bring it up. And at some point, Carrie starts to tell her what Steve said to Carrie on the low about how his wedding ring would never come off. And then she gets on the topic of Aiden. And we do find out that Aiden is divorced, y'all. He's divorced for 5 years. He lives in Virginia. Fun fact, I was born in Virginia. And then he sold his company to West Elm. Another fun fact, I love West Elm. A large part of my apartment is West Elm. Now, this is kind of not really a believable storyline, but whatever. I guess Aiden is even more rich. And so that was that conversation. It was nice for the girls to be with Dr. Naya Wallace. It's nice to see her. Like I said, I've always really enjoyed her. I'm glad that her storyline is less boring. I like to see her coming together organically with the girls. I'm really, really here for that. And then, you know, we... After the exes talk, you know, I stood with the Miranda conversation about Steve, and we are actually going to dive right into that because this is what I've been dying and dying and dying to talk about. And so we are going to go on a quick break, and when we come back, I am going to give it to you guys because I am Team Steve and I am Team Miranda and Shay breakup, and I need you guys to know why. So we'll be back in just a few moments. And we are back, and okay, what in the hot ass mess was Miranda really attempting to do here? So I'm gonna start with Miranda, then I'm gonna go into Miranda and Shay, then I'm gonna talk about Shay and everyone else. But Miranda, you know, I don't know. She's just completely all over the place. Even at the beginning of this episode, she wakes up and she doesn't even realize what day of the week it is. You know, she thinks she has school, she's missing school. And she kind of reminds me of when I used to wake up thinking I missed the school bus, except it was Saturday and I never took the bus to begin with. And so that is who we're dealing with, like a disheveled person. And at some point after the dinner conversation with the girls, she decides to go and speak to Steve. Carrie thought that that would be a good idea for her to get the ball rolling. And she basically says, when are you moving out? Steve says, I'm not moving out, ho. Like, you got the wrong one if you thought I was leaving. Okay, I'm here for you, Steve. And then what does she do? Oh, well, you know, my name is on the deed or the mortgage, because Steve kept saying it was his house. And Steve wiles out on her, as he should. Because let me tell you guys something. Even if her name is on the mortgage, Miranda, Steve has never been cheap. Steve has worked his ass off, and you need to give people credit when it's due. You guys built that home together. So I completely understand why he blows her head off. And he says, really? Because I built this kitchen. I put these floors down, which I think we all remember the way that house used to look in season 6 when they first bought it. And you know, he was working on the fireplace, he was telling Carrie and them how they just have to strip the floors and all of these things. Like, he was really making that home come together. So when we finally see, you know, and just like that season 1, and we see what that Brooklyn house turned into, I think we can all agree, all of us viewers, that Steve really put in work, time, money, energy, slave labor. So I was with him when he was giving her her ass, and he was like, you know, even the bookcase, I put that in. And can you guys hear me clapping? Snaps, snaps. Yes, Steve, let her have it. And Miranda, I am so glad that somebody finally shut you up, because you were bugging with your comments. Like, how dare you? And she's like, oh, you said you would move, but he's right. Why should I? You broke us up, so why should I? And then he tells her, you never wanted me. You didn't want this house. You didn't even want Brady. And you want to know something? She starts to cry, so Steve tries to console her, because, again, you can just see the love that he has for her. Like, he goes, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. No, Steve, you did. And it's okay to have meant it, but you can see how he still loves her despite it all. And it was a very heartbreaking moment, I think, for all of us viewers, you know, because he's so right, but he's so lost in love and heartbroken and shattered. And he begs her to stay, and they go to lay down. And here is where I really wanted to punch Miranda in the face along with everybody else. some point, Miranda sees a condom on the bed. And she freaks out. How dare you have a condom, Steve? Because God forbid you move on, even though I left you after years of being together, because I didn't know what I was doing with my life. And I completely disregarded your feelings, and I completely kept telling everybody, you shouldn't be upset, and how did I hurt you, and I didn't hurt you, and you're gonna be fine, as if we didn't build a life together. So how dare you, after everything I've done, get mad because I find this condom. Now, here's what I thought was interesting, guys. Steve is in the process of telling her that is actually not what it looks like. And that actually stuck to me. And I'm gonna tell you why in a second. But in true Miranda fashion, she bugs out and she's like, oh, you're sleeping with this person, and how dare you? I was doing all this laundry, doing all of this. You were playing victim, and here you are sleeping with someone. I mean, hello. If I could have came through the TV, y'all, I would have choked her. You cannot be serious. You can't be serious right now. So that ends up in a big blowout. She goes and she leaves and she goes to Shay. Now I'm gonna come back to Steve's comment about the condom when he said, this is not what you think. I'm gonna pause. But Miranda is on her way to Shay, and Che is really, really serious when Miranda gets there. Now, I also want to quickly point out that when Shay was at WidowCon, Carrie was talking about like how she lost her love and how, you know, moving on and doing what's best for you. And the camera pointed to Che, and you can tell she was really taking in all of Carrie's information. And she even said that to Carrie at some point. She was like, you know, thank you for that. I needed that. And so I almost instantly knew that she was going to break up with Miranda. But here we are, fast forward. Miranda gets there. She's talking about her and Steve. She doesn't know how they ever were together and blah, blah, blah. And here is what happens. Shay basically tells her, I can't do this anymore. Señores, everyone all over the globe, all over the world, to my listeners in Colombia, where else? Portugal, Ireland, London, all my listeners everywhere. I think we can all clap and agree in unison that we were extremely excited for this revelation for many reasons. And when I do an after show, I'll go in more depth. But they break up, and I couldn't have been any more happier. And you know what I thought was a little heartbreaking? Miranda doesn't even fight for it. Not because she doesn't want to, but she's so used to giving Che whatever Che wants and not really rebuttaling. Like, for anyone else, she rebuttals OD. She doesn't know when to really stop. She's judgmental. She keeps pushing and pushing. But here, she's just giving Che what she wants. And she says, yeah, okay, I get it. No, you don't. And so then they're laying down. And once again, she's in the fetal position with someone else. And she mentions it is the second breakup, so she's really winning in life. Hence the karmic disaster that is her life, the remark she made last episode. So that's that. And I do want to quickly shout out Shane for having that Marsha P. Johnson photo. For those of you who don't know, Marsha P. Johnson was a Black transgender woman who was very important to the LGBTQ movement and community. And, you know, she was murdered, sadly. But I love to see the representation. I love that Shay had her there in that beautiful, beautiful piece of artwork in her kitchen. I noticed all these things. And so that was that. And we finally close out there. But now I want to go back to the condom. Steve was implying that that's not what it was. Am I the only one, guys, who think Brady and Lily are sleeping together? Am I the only one who does not think there's a Blake? Please, guys, if I am bugging out, let me know. Maybe there is a Blake for this episode, but I still think Lily and Steve are gonna get together. No, I haven't read any spoilers. I haven't seen anything. This is just my gut instinct, and I'm never wrong. But when he was saying that, I'm like, oh, it has to be Brady. Brady's having sex. Brady's moved on. You know, Brady's like Louisa who? And so speaking of Lily, the perfect segue into Charlotte. So Anthony graces us with his presence, as always, beautiful Anthony. And they're talking about Rock's ad in the kitchen. It's Lily, Rock, Harry, Anthony, Charlotte. And Lily announces that she wants to lose her virginity in true dramatic fashion. I don't know what's going on with this little girl, but she is just, I don't know. First she was Lily Eilish. Now she's just announcing as a PSA that she wants to lose her virginity. Okay, now I can tell that I grew up in a stereotypical Latino household, because that was not something you said ever. I don't care what people like to say about Puerto Ricans being lax and all that. No, my Puerto Rican family was not lax at all. You just did not say anything like this. Like, it was a no. But, you know, Harry pretends to be deaf. Anthony, who's like the real ball buster, is like, wait, what? And Charlotte is trying to keep her cool. And I gotta say, I was really taken aback by Charlotte's composure, but at the same time I really appreciated and saw what she was trying to do as a mother. You know, I definitely don't want to have this conversation with my kids. I don't want my kids to lose their virginity until they're married or dead, but you know, that's not the way of the world. And I think Charlotte was really trying to be cool about it, so kudos to her. But I love when Lily announces this and all that. Charlotte goes to her room, and Lily's like, do we have to talk about it? And she's like, well, since you went public with the information, I feel like that I should follow up. So I'm like, yes, like that was so funny to me. And here's Lily trying to be emo, playing that goddamn emo piano song, note, whatever. And Charlotte's like, can you just not? Like, I love it. And so she wants to lose her virginity. In this episode, we see Charlotte trying to talk to her about condoms and then going outside in the snow for her privileged daughter, who wrote a whole song about being privileged, but yet here she is getting her mother to go out in a blizzard to get her condoms. Like, what? But here's Charlotte encouraging this spoiled behavior, trying to find condoms and being cute in her own condom way, like banging on somebody's door during a blizzard, yelling, my daughter needs condoms. Like, I know people on Reddit actually hated this scene, and they were like, oh, like, it's so unrealistic, it's so this. But I mean, it's so Charlotte. Like, it's Charlotte to be this dramatic. Like, what are we saying right now? And so even when she calls Carrie, do you have any condoms, please? And Carrie's like, wait, what? So I really, really did love this episode. It was really cute. I'm gonna leave it there. It was really, really cute. I would never get my kids condoms. I'm surprised she went with it, but I mean, whatever. Like, whatever floats the Golden Blatt York household. And then we are going to talk a little bit about LTW. She didn't have a big appearance, but anytime she's on the screen, I absolutely love her. Like, she does no wrong. She's in the bed with her kids, and what does she do? She calls her Thelma, and she's like, Rock's ad is out. Yes, yes. So I was loving it. She's so supportive. And at some point, you know, I love that her kids are in the bed, minus the oldest one, because he's too cool for that. But the middle and the youngest kids are in the bed, and they're like talking about being a model. And her son has his nice Louis Vuitton cell phone case, and her daughter's jumping up and down like, yeah, mommy, I can be a model. And she like steps on Herbert's balls, and that is that. And and you know, I love it, because I love Lisa and her and Herbert's like relationship. I love their banter. They're so effing cute. I love everything about them. They're going back and forth, and even when they're quote unquote arguing, it's really cute. So she's up for an award with the MoMA for her docuseries, and she has like this very big you know, not showing, but like ceremony that they're gonna do. Like, they're gonna honor her at the MoMA, and then he's actually doing something very important and big for his city controller campaign. And so they're both kind of going back and forth, because it coincides, am I saying that correctly, with each other, both events. And she's like, but you can go to my event, and he's like, but you can go to mine. And so it was cute back and forth. Like, they know when to stop, and they know when less is enough. And so in this episode, we do see LCW trekking in the snow as well, to make her event in which she's being honored as a Black filmmaker. And we're here for that. People of color being honored, we are here for that. Amen. And so it was so sweet because Herbert does end up coming through to support her. And I love their love. Like, I just love their love. So yes, LTW, I hope that we continue to see more of just her awesomeness and what she's doing. And all in all, I thought it was a good episode. In the end, Carrie does send that email to Aiden. And as we look through the trailers, and let me tell you, there's like three different trailers, by the way. Even as I rewatched this episode to give an accurate recap, like, I saw a different trailer than what I saw when it first premiered last week, than what I saw on Instagram. So I'm saying all of this to say, yes, we're gonna get Aiden next week. I am so excited, guys. Please tweet me, thread me, Instagram me. Like, I need to go toe-to-toe with you guys. If you hate him, let's talk about it. If you love him, let's talk about it. And so, yes, so that's my take on the episode. Now, I am going to go towards the fashion part. And before I get into this episode's fashion, I did get some DMs about Miranda's episode, outfit from last episode, Trick or Treat, episode 5, which I actually did have that outfit written, but I forgot to share with you guys. So you guys wanted to know what outfit she was wearing in the beginning of the episode when they were walking to the fundraiser event. And to be honest, guys, she's wearing Stella McCartney. We love Stella McCartney. Funny story, when I interned, well, when I was a design assistant for this wonderful designer I worked with named Tabitha St. Bernard at Tabby Just, I used to go to where she got her patterns made at the studio, and they used to also lay out the patterns for Stella McCartney. So that's a little fun fact. It was amazing. They were such a great company, by the way, a studio. And so this outfit is Stella McCartney. The top retails for $349 on sale. It's actually $1,395, but it's on sale right now for $349. And then the skirt is $1,095, but it is on sale for $296. And it is the Stella McCartney multicolor striped oversized knit sweater with the Stella McCartney multicolor striped knit pencil skirt. And honestly, she was doing that. Like, Cynthia, you are wearing that damn outfit. And you want to know who else was wearing their damn outfit? Dr. Naya Wallace. And you guys wanted to know about her trick-or-treat costume. And it is a Mugler times Wolford flock shaping cat suit. So let me repeat that again, because that's, you know, I don't know if a lot of people have heard of them before, and it's a mouthful. It is Mugler times Wolford flock shaping cat suit, and my girl did that thing. So it is at Farfetch for $1,767. So guys, if you do love it, definitely go get it. And here are the outfits for this week. And by the way, I do have to say, for me, in this episode, Carrie just wins. Carrie and LTW win for best outfits. And so let's start with Carrie. Carrie is wearing a Moncler Pier Paolo Piccoli blue striped puffer scarf jacket. So when you see her trekking in that blizzard, that cyclone, she's wearing Moncler, y'all. Like, she really is. And of course, in my favorite color, blue. Guess how much it cost? It cost $7,500. $7,500. Can you believe that? And it's actually the one Moncler Pier Paolo Piccoli blue striped puffer scarf jacket. And then she's also showcasing her boots once again. Yes, for the representation. So she's wearing the Marshall boots that retail on her website for $1,050. They're the lace. I think they were the, I forgot what I called it last week, but they're the same boots as last week, where they're open, and it's from her SJP collection. And then let's get Oh, and then before we leave Carrie, her wonderful blue and teal toned outfit that she wore at the conference is a custom outfit from Converted Closet. So if you guys do just want to Google Converted Closet, it'll come up, and that is a custom made outfit for the And Just Like That series for Sarah Jessica Parker, and we're here for it. Now moving on to LTW, she was bad, and she wore Balmain. Okay, so she had that Balmain pleated houndstooth catty turtleneck poncho. Okay, so that was a poncho in the black and white, and it was from Balmain, and you can also buy it at Farfetch, or you can buy it secondhand, most likely at Fashion File or eBay. And then she also wore Valentino, and that's something that I also want to highlight. Not only do they love Fendi and Louis Vuitton this season, but they've really been in with the Valentino and the Prada, but a lot of the Valentino, and we're loving the Valentino. Even Shay wore a Valentino jacket last episode, which I forgot to tell you guys about, but I'm loving it. So her bag was Valentino Garavani nappy small one stud top handle pink bag PP, and I love that she had her bag case, guys. Like, yes, like if this girl does not know how to do it, I don't know who does. And you can also buy that on Fashion File. And then let's get into her pajamas. This pajama set is not like Miranda's pajama set, which was from Victoria's Secret. So, you know, Miranda's like us, you know, more so on the more affordable side. But LTW had a lounge set for $375 called the Danielle Frank, from the Danielle Frankel Studio. And it's satin because my girl knows how to do it. And so we are loving this. And moving on to more being affordable as well, Charlotte's workout outfit when Lily broke her virginity news, believe it or not, is Lululemon. And it was a Lululemon Heather Gray full zip-defying jacket, and also with the pants. So yes, Lululemon, she's on the affordable side. A lot of people think Lululemon is expensive, so maybe I'm expensive too, because I actually think that Lululemon is affordable, but I digress. And then Charlotte, in true my girl Charlotte fashion, she's wearing her earmuffs from Burberry, which can be seen from season one. And then of course she's wearing Chanel, because how could she not, as the purse. And then of course, because you know my good girl loves Oscar de la Renta, she's wearing that double-breasted wool coat as she's searching for these damn condoms, y'all. And you can still get that at the Oscar de la Renta, may he rest in peace, website. So that's a little bit of the fashion for you guys. And so before we end, as always, we end with questions. Now my good girl Heather Starr, you know she always comes with the questions. Actually, I always get this wrong. It's at Heather_Moon, and she's tweeting, episode 6, is it weird for a parent to be too sex positive? Getting Lily condoms a tad weird, or is it just me? Now, I know Heather. Heather is also from a stereotypical Latino household. For us, well, let me also go out and say it's not just Latino households, because Charlotte did say in her house, like, her parents just didn't talk about sex, and that's true to a lot of us. So yes, I mean, it is weird for me. You guys already know, like, it's so weird. I grew up in a very Christian Pentecostal household, and then just Christian Spanish Pentecostals and Christian Pentecostals, like, just very Christian, right? And so, and I feel like even if we weren't Christian, it's still just something that wasn't spoken about, you know, like we just weren't having sex until we were dead, as my dad put it. And so to me, I think yes, I do still think she's a little young. You know, I think when kids are that age, they don't really know you know, the consequences that sex could have, or, you know, the emotions behind sex and how it's more than just the physical, but there's so much aspects that go through with it. So for me, yes, I think, you know, a little weird maybe. Maybe if Lily was older, okay. But let's be for real, kids are gonna do it. You know, they're gonna find a way to do it whether we want them to or not. So I don't think it's weird that she's being too sex positive. I mean, yes and no. I think in this day and age, you just have to be. Because even when our parents weren't talking to us about it, we were doing it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I was much, much, much older, but like, but yeah, it was happening. So you just have to be. And then Heather had another question in which she says, Steve telling Miranda off, I'm here for it. Yes. Was it too much? No, it was not too much. It was my favorite thing about this episode. Guys, I am going to end with, it was the best. Steve, you did not do too much at all. I don't think you should have apologized to her. I think she needed to hear that rawness, because how dare she get ready to cry when she didn't even give a flying F or zero Fs about your feelings. So no, Heather, it was not too much. I think we can all agree. And on that note, and just like that, we are concluding this episode recap. Guys, I love you guys so much. Definitely keep listening. Definitely keep tweeting us. You know, follow us on Instagram, reversionize.pod. And I cannot wait, as always, for next week's episode. Send me your predictions. And on that note, bye for now.